WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 6. The temperature is 55. Check out the Brandon Valley Weather Falls News presented by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good Friday morning. I'm Bill Oliver. Bryan police arrested two men and two women from San Antonio shortly after a home invasion robbery yesterday morning south of Sue Haswell Park. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the credit goes to a neighbor who called to report the suspects leaving with property in their hands and taking off in two vehicles.
And this is why we always talk about report things if you see things that are suspicious.
Officers found and stopped both vehicles on Texas Avenue near Dodge. All the stolen property was recovered and returned to the owner. Officers who found undisclosed drugs and weapons, no one was injured. Three of the suspects accused of entering an unlocked home on Anton Street. One held the victim at gunpoint. Two others took undisclosed items. The fourth person was outside. Bryan School Board's approved changing its policy on identifying and testing gifted and talented students. Director of Advanced Academics Christina Richardson says that includes testing students who live in Bryan ISD but have been homeschooled or have attended private schools.
This is something that campuses as well as my office has been getting quite a few phone calls about. They're interested in getting into our GT program, our Explorer Academy, Inquire, all of those things, but they don't know if their students meet the qualifications. And so in order to welcome those families back, we'd like to facilitate that testing for them.
The revised policy to be implemented after a review by the Texas Association of School Boards, and parents will be charged with Superintendent Christy Whitbeck says is a nominal fee. College Station school districts announced five more reassignments of campus administrators. All the new assignments involve current employees receiving new assignments as assistant principals. There will be two new administrators at College View High School next year. New principals not been chosen yet, following the move by Margie Martinez to College Station Middle School. A new assistant principal at College View is Emily Fagan, who moves from Consolidated Middle School. If you lost your pet during this week's storms, Leah White at Aguiline Humane Society says you should check the shelter and the Bryan Animal Center.
If you have a photo of your pet, that's the best option. You can email that into us. There's a great Facebook page called Brazos Lost and Found Pets to post your pets on. You can post sightings as well. So if you saw a pet as you're driving to work and you can get a picture of it, or if you're out on a walk, get a picture of that pet. It might be the lead the owner was looking for.
White says although it's been sunny since yesterday, you should wait to put your pets outside because the ground is soft and that makes it easier for your dogs to dig out. Four young women at Kilgore College getting a series of rabies shots.
They saw a tiny bat crawling around on campus and picked it up, thinking it was sick. Well, they were right about that as it tested positive for rabies. B.J. Owen with the city of Kilgore says that's fairly common in bats.
Up to 50% of the bats that are flying around could be rabid, not necessarily showing symptoms, but if you get bit by one, they could transmit the virus.
Rabies is always fatal in humans. Owen says bats' teeth are so sharp and so tiny, it's possible to be bitten without knowing it. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 8 minutes after 6. The temperature is 54. News presented by WC Tractor. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. More news at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. They're comfortable, spacious, and easy to control with performance-matched implements and a genuine Kubota diesel engine for years of reliable service. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through March 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come see WC Tractor at one of their four Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Brenham, or Temple, or visit WCTractor.com.
Holland Honda is proud to be the only Honda dealership in the surrounding Houston market to have received Honda's most prestigious award, the Presidential Award.
Reserved for the top Honda dealers nationwide for superior achievement and customer satisfaction.
And during the Dream Garage sales event going on now, we invite you to come experience the Allen Honda difference.
Schedule your spring maintenance and find out why our service department was number one in customer satisfaction.
For award-winning vehicles backed by award-winning customer service.
Trust in the blue at Allen Honda.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we can try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, good morning, 610. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
We'll go through today with mostly sunny skies and pleasant temperatures up near 75 this afternoon. Tonight clear and down around 55. Nice start to the weekend coming up. Mix of clouds and sun, a bit breezy on Saturday afternoon. Temperatures warming to near 80. A few clouds and milder at night, low 60s. And a bit over 80 on Sunday with a blend of clouds and sun. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, yesterday was opening day in Major League Baseball.
2-0. Pretty well struck right field, way back there. Gone! George Springer.
Yeah, George Springer went yard his first at-bat of the season. It was actually the second year in a row that he had hit a leadoff home run to begin the year, and the Astros defeated the Texas Rangers 4-1 up in Arlington. So we'll hear some more sights and sounds, more sounds because we're on the radio from that game. Also, Fighting Texas Aggie football hit Kyle Field yesterday for the first time this spring, a scrimmage between the squads. And so we'll hear a little bit from Coach Jimbo Fisher following practice. All that and more coming up in sports.
Nice to know the drainage system's working there at the football field.
Yeah that it did have to do that.
Grass looked nice and green.
All right, so the Astros could go undefeated.
And the Rangers winless.
They could go winless. I mean, the chances of that are pretty slim, but nonetheless.
Well, the chances of the Astros being good this year and the Rangers being terrible are also pretty,
good. We got that taken care of. So do we know how many people were at the whatever it's called this year park?
Rangers Ballpark in Arlington. Or no, Globe Life Park.
Yeah,
is what they're
Globe
calling
Life.
It. Yeah, they
it's
are.
Still a Globe, huh?
Yeah.
I want to say it was 40. It was a sellout.
Okay.
And it holds about 48,000,
sure.
I want to say.
I wonder what the parking's like since they're building the new park.
You know, you're right. I forget. One year, A&M and Arkansas played the same day that the Rangers, I guess, were in the playoffs by then,
yeah,
right? Because it's usually in September or October.
Yeah, this was a while back.
That was hellacious. Yeah, that really was, because we got there, and that was all right, but I think the start time, first pitch for that game kind of coincided with when the other game was over, and lots of traffic once you got out on the road. And,
oh, yeah.
But, you know, back
well,
in the day.
You know, and now they're implementing, they're putting together this Texas Live thing where basically it's just an entertainment venue or an entertainment district there in Arlington. So that's going to be part of the new ballpark as well as the Cowboys Stadium. So they're all going to kind of intertwine. And I wonder how much that's going to play in parking.
Yeah. And whether that's going to include Six Flags and the Bowling Hall of Fame and all that other stuff over there.
You know, the Bowling Hall of Fame's over there?
I had no idea.
I didn't either.
There's some Bowling Hall of Fame. I'm not sure if it's Texas or the real PBA or what the deal is.
Okay.
What was that guy? Ken Carter, was that his name? Who was the bowler from Dallas?
Sure.
Google Dallas Pro Bowler and see who you get. Of course, that may end up being... No, that's Pro Bowl. That won't work.
If they're not...
That won't work.
If they're not... I was about to say.
Because, now, what happened is, I mean, whoever this guy was, he was still on the PBA tour, and he bought up bowling alleys in Dallas. And so they would televise...
Was that like Dick or Pete Weber?
That may be. And they would broadcast bowling for dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Don Carter, maybe?
That's it.
Don Carter.
Don Carter, yeah.
As opposed to the Donald Carter of the Mavericks.
Yeah, not that one. But that they would have bowling for dollars, and they used...
grew up on that in Des Moines.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, but this one they used...
Yeah, the Sunday morning staple on local television.
A slender, blonde-haired guy named Vern Lundquist was their announcer.
Oh, how
bowling
fun.
For dollars. And Vern tells the story of how he got to do his first ABC football assignment, and it was a Texas A&M football game. And you know, clearly a big step up. He's on ABC regional television, and he tells the story about how he stops for gas in Calvert.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of pump your own, and he gets out and he's pumping his gas, and he sees the guy in there look up at him and do a double take, and he's thinking, hikes up his pants. Yeah, I just did the ABC game. Everything's good. Yeah. Guy comes out. He said, "You're on television, aren't you?" He went, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah, I see you on Bowling for Dollars." He got his dose of reality pretty quickly.
So exactly what was that? Was that with professionals, or was that?
I think it was, yeah.
Okay.
I think they'd bring them into the Don Carter lanes, and they would bowl for, like, you know, the winner would get $5,000 or something like that. And, of course, the drama of that.
Yeah. You know,
drying their hands as the air blows up out of the little machine.
Hey, man, if you've never seen Pete Weber split some pins.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, you know, back in the day at the old Memorial Student Center, we had bowling alleys.
Yeah.
I had bowling alley where I went to school.
Yeah, we had 10 bowling alleys.
In fact, I passed out of a PE credit because of that.
Oh, there you go. That works.
And in Arlington, it is the International Bowling Museum and Hall of Fame.
Of course it is. And how much does it cost to get in?
$950 for adults.
Wow.
Seniors, $750.
Do you think
children 4 to 18, $750?
What? Well, that's a heck of a deal.
You put a 4-year-old in there for $750?
Hey, 4-year-olds can bowl.
Tell me
a 4-year-old.
Yeah, tell me a 4-year-old. Right, you put the bumpers in. Tell me a 4-year-old who's fascinated by bowling. Would you do that for me?
Unless it's on a video game.
That's true. See, now, and the other thing is, we were kind of downscale here in College Station. We didn't have the under the lane ball return. It rolled out over like, you know, a dozen.
Oh, that's
small
classic.
Towns. Yeah, it was.
You didn't have to have somebody push it back, did you?
No, didn't have to do that, and they didn't have pin boys. They actually had pin setters. And
wow, that is fancy.
It was cool, but, you know, it became – and the thing is, you know, if you were a bowler, you always had to have somebody who knew how to keep score.
Right.
Because it's weird. And everything was okay because, you know, you could fake it until they put the projection thing up there. And when they put
No more cheating for you.
You couldn't cheat anymore. My 200-pin average fell significantly after that.
Oh, man. I learned how to keep score. I took a bowling class at A&M.
That was the toughest part, probably, is learning how to keep score for bowling.
It's all about that next roll. You can bowl a strike, but it's really, I mean, it helps, but it's
you had the vernacular down. You don't throw it.
Yeah.
That's right. So now, okay, so, I mean, what kind of grades did you guys get in bowling?
I clept out of it.
Oh, you clept What did you brought score sheets for previous bowling situations? So you
no, I forget whether I had to have a 150 or 175 or something.
Oh.
But my college buddy and I both got our PE 3 hours out of
that. Okay. Zach, how'd you do?
I got an A, I think.
Okay. All right. I mean, how do you? Yeah. How do you flunk it except not showing up for
yeah,
class?
Yeah, that's about the only way you can do it, I think.
I'm going to cut bowling class? Really?
Or if you throw the ball backwards, maybe.
Yeah, you did that. Yeah, I'm going to my biology lab, but I'm cutting my bowling class today. Can't get up at 8 o'clock.
Info.
Mission.
And that's the other thing, is if you take bowling in college, you can't drink beer while you're bowling, probably, right?
Well, it was also at like 9 o'clock in the morning,
I'm sure that didn't stop some folks. Yeah.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's right. I got a cooler out in the truck. We'll go knock a couple of those back and come back in and bowl that next frame. Yeah.
Hi, this is Debbie, and I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is sponsored by Home Instead Senior Care, where to us, it's personal. Every week on Brazos Wellness, we interview healthcare and medical professionals. Join us this week for BetaMed talking about their new health products, Happiness is Success, and 18 Secrets for a Longer Life. Tune in Sundays at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
I tell you what, man, it's a show about nothing.
Okay, now Debbie says she's going to have 18 tips as to how to live longer. Do we have to listen to all 18, or can we just pick our favorite 10?
And I'm wondering why she hasn't spread it out.
Well, I don't know. Exactly. You could do that. You could make that a 3-part series.
Or 18-part series.
Or you could do that, too.
And Debbie, she's a youngin'. Like, Scott should be giving that
talk,
exactly. Right?
That's not for her. Maybe these are the 18 things she's found that make you live longer. I'm not sure. Anyway, that'll be on our show, on our radio station on Sunday. All right, here we go. It's Friday. It's the 30th. Of course, it's Good Friday. There are people who are not working.
Yeah, so a few of them.
There's that. So there's Take a Walk in the Park Day today, if you want to do that. The grass is always browner on the other side of the fence.
Okay.
Good way to look at that.
I haven't seen that Hallmark card yet.
Yeah, I haven't either. That'd be nice. Virtual Vacation Day. Hey, just, I mean, if you're having to work today, just close your eyes and check out, okay? Just do your virtual vacation. Or maybe you could bring your virtual reality goggles to work and do that.
You look goofy, but hey, whatever.
It's, I guess there has to be, well, it doesn't have to be, but there is a designated National Turkey Neck Soup Day. Fortunate for you,
it
is today.
Fast.
I know, and I'm just thinking, I don't believe I've ever celebrated that or had it, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I haven't either.
It's Doctor's Day. This was when anesthesia was used for the first time. How'd that work out? You have to be a trusting soul. Hey, I'm going to give you this, and you're going to go to sleep. Oh, okay. And that was in 1842. It's Pencil Day. This is the day that they invented the pencil that had the eraser on the end.
Oh, I'm a big fan.
It's it works better that way. And it's I Am in Control Day. That harkens back to
Alexander Haig.
Alexander Haig, right, the assassination attempt on President Reagan. And a little bit flustered, Al said, I'm in control here at the White House, which kind of surprised the vice president a little bit. But, you know, what can you say? All right, you got birthdays today.
Birthdays for today. Cassie Cerbo is turning 28, plays Nova Clark in the Sharknado movies.
Speaking of,
tragic
news. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, really.
Well, Ian Ziering is turning 54. Now, he is the star of the Sharknado movies.
Oh, and then they share a birthday. Wow.
Yeah. So he's turning 54. Mm-hmm. She's 28. So we'll see. Apparently in the new one, Sharknado 6, Ian uses time travel to save the world.
Oh, the whole world?
Yeah, the whole, well, he saves
not just
the world
major cities
every single time,
doesn't
he?
Oh, does he? I don't know. I've never seen any of them.
I've seen bits and pieces of the first one, but Chip would know, Clip Power would know. Richard Sherman turning 30. He's now with the San Francisco 49ers.
All right.
So fancy seeing him there.
Yeah.
Anna Nalick is turning 34. Breathe, 2 a.m., that song back in the day.
Uh-huh.
You remember that one?
Yep.
Country singer Justin Moore, he's turning 34. He's got some hits out.
Yeah.
Katie Mixon is turning 37. Plays Katie on American Housewife.
Sure.
She was Victoria Flynn on Mike and Molly, for fans of that show. Nora Jones, turning 39. Biggest hits, Don't Know Why, Come Away With Me.
And they all sound alike.
Oh, really?
Well, a lot of her music does, She's like, as I said, it's not safe to play Nora Jones and drive. You're liable to fall asleep.
It's going
to
put you in his bed.
It will.
Mark Consuelos is turning 47.
Hey.
Mr. Kelly Ripa turning the big 4-7 today.
Uh-huh.
Celine Dion is turning 50. You ready?
All right. Right.
Are you saying that's enough?
Yeah, that's enough. It's my little dinghy, you bet. My little dinghy.
Anyways, I'm telling you, there was enough room on that door for both Rose and Jack. I don't know why she was being so selfish.
Well, really.
She dropped him. Pierce Morgan is turning 53.
Wow, so whatever happened to
him. Where's he been?
Yeah. Stuck-up British guy.
Sure.
MC Hammer turning the big 5-6 today.
Come on. My music hit me so hard. Yeah.
So he's turning 56 today.
Good.
You were doing the dance.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Yeah.
So big 5-6, Paul Reiser is turning 61.
Oh, yeah.
So
they've been talking about a Mad About You reunion.
Oh, have they really? Well, hey, they got Roseanne back together, right?
Yeah,
so I guess they need to get everybody else back together, too.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll work.
So he's turning 61. Robbie Coltrane turning 68. He plays Hagrid the Giant, the Harry Potter films.
He's actually a big star in Great Britain.
Is he?
Yeah, not so much here, but he is over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was in a couple of Bond films, too. GoldenEye, The World Is Not Enough.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Clapton is turning 73
Slow
today.
Hand.
Man, so much stuff. You would. I mean, you could have done I Shot the Sheriff. I mean, come on.
Well, so wow. That one's about
could have done Wonderful Tonight.
Yeah, any of those.
Well, could have done something from Cream.
Yeah.
That one was a little slow.
All right.
And, yeah. I mean, I Shot the Sheriff, so we'd be advocating murder as
opposed
to narcotics.
True. No, that's true. No one would be doing that.
Yeah. But he right. did not shoot the deputy.
That's right.
No,
he
that's
didn't.
True.
Yeah.
Warren Beatty turning 81 today.
Okay.
Happy birthday to Warren Beatty.
Mr. Annette Bening, yes.
Yeah, really.
John Astin is turning 88. Go
He's
Adams.
Still with us?
I didn't know that.
My.
Turning 88. Of course, his son is Sean Astin. Yeah. He was the Goonies, Rudy.
Yeah.
Peter Marshall turning 92, host of the original Hollywood Squares.
Wow.
That's all I got for birthdays for today.
Joanna Drew is his sister.
Oh, really?
You're going, oh, okay. That's Joanna Drew. I know. You'd have to be old to know that. All right. Here we go. For Saturday, we got it's Bunsen Burner Day.
Hey, I'm a big fan.
Science.
That was so great, yeah.
Only thing I remember.
It's Crayola Crayon Day tomorrow. It's also World Backup Day. I think that's when you're supposed to back your stuff up. You know, now that we got the cloud thing, that's not that big
oh,
a deal.
Oh, I didn't know exactly what you meant by that.
Oh.
Go back that thing up.
Oh, yeah, no, I think it has to do with your computer.
Okay.
It's Eiffel Tower Day. That was the unveiling of the Eiffel Tower, I believe. It's a National Prom Day. So you have to have your prom today? Is that the way that would work?
No, prom's normally not till May.
I don't, you know.
That's late.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Well, no, that's true. It is. That's when it is. It's usually right before school's out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's National Taters Day.
I was thinking Mike Moore take me some of these potatoes home with him.
He could. And that's the, and we got a full blue moon tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. It's almost full right now. All right, here's some birthdays for Saturday.
Birthdays for Saturday. Ryan Bingham is turning 37. You might recognize him, Crazy Heart.
Oh, yeah.
This ain't no place for the weary guy.
He's actually going to be playing Chili Fest.
Is that right?
Yeah, so okay. He's going to be coming to town next month.
All right.
So early next month. Yeah. So he's turning 37. And won an Oscar for that song, by the way.
Okay.
Ewan McGregor is turning 47.
All right.
He's been in a lot of stuff. Yeah. He was in the latest season of Fargo, if you'd seen that.
Okay.
Of course, he's Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars.
Yep.
Let's see here. Angus Young is turning 63. Only original member of AC/DC who's left.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That is a weird.
Anyways, he's turning 63. Al Gore is turning 70.
Oh, man.
Rhea Perlman turning 70. Carla on Cheers.
Uh-huh.
She's married to Danny DeVito.
Yeah, really. Off and on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gabe Kaplan is turning 73. Mr. Carter on Welcome Back, Carter. Did you know that he is a big-time poker player?
Yeah, I knew he liked to do that.
He's won over $1 million.
Is that
playing
right?
Poker.
Didn't
yeah.
know that. Wow. Okay.
So anyway, he's turning 73 today. So welcome back, Christopher Walken, turning 75.
Cowbell, we need more cowbell.
I need more cowbell, baby.
Yeah.
So he's turning 75 tomorrow. Shirley Jones turning 84. The Partridge Family.
Uh-huh.
Richard Chamberlain turning 84.
Dr. Kildare and other stuff.
Yeah, and the Thornbirds as well.
Yeah.
And William Daniels is turning 91. Mr. Feeny on Boy Meets World. Of course, he was the voice of Kit on the original Knight Rider.
What was his doctor's character on St. Elsewhere?
Yeah, that's right. That was a big, in St. Elsewhere later on in his career. But I never watched St. Elsewhere, so I don't know. Michael Savage, you may know him. He's a radio talk show guy. He's 76. Herb Alpert of the Tijuana Brass. And he's the A in A&M Records back in the day, 83 years old on Saturday. Sunday, of course, April Fool's Day, so get ready for that. It's also National Fun Day.
Fun Day.
At work.
We don't have
fun. We're not going to have to be here. National Baked Ham with Pineapple Day, if you want to do that.
That's perfect for Easter.
It is. Reading is Funny Day. And National Tatting Day.
Like tattoos?
I guess so. I'm not going to click on it. I'm not sure. And anyway, there's a bunch of month things. We'll wait till Monday to do that. We got birthdays on Sunday for
Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum. She's turning 32.
Okay.
It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need
pretty good song.
Yeah. Actually, I like them. They're one of the mainstream folks. I don't know if you can necessarily say they're country, but
got a country sound.
By the way, her mother is Linda Davis, who did that duet with Reba McEntire
in the day. Sure enough. I didn't know
that. Okay. So she's turning 32 today as Hillary Scott. Matt Lanner is turning 35. Time traveler Wyatt Logan on Timeless.
Mm-hmm.
So too bad Chelsea's not here. She's a big fan of that show. Taron Killam turning 36. Really funny guy. Does great impressions.
Okay.
He was on Saturday Night Live. He's also gotten into some more serious roles, too. I want to say he was in 30 Years a Slave, but he's turning 36 on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Randy Orton, he's a wrestler. He's turning 38. He became the youngest WWE champ in history at age 24. I know you knew that already,
Scott. Oh, yeah, sure I did. Yeah.
I didn't know if our listeners did. Right. David Oyelowo?
I don't know.
I believe I'm pronouncing that right. I'd actually looked it up, and I completely forgot. He's turning 42 on Sunday. He played Martin Luther King Jr. in Selma.
Okay.
Rachel Maddow is turning 45.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Rach.
MSNBC.
Well, she's turning 45 on Sunday. Method Man turning 47. Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's turning 47. I know you're a big fan.
Sure. Yeah.
Susan Boyle is turning 57 on Sunday. Britain's Got Talent.
Does she still do anything?
I really don't know. I think she kind of had like a thing where she left for a little while.
Maybe made enough money she doesn't have to.
Maybe so. And Annette O'Toole will be turning 66 on Sunday. She played Martha Kent, Superman's mom on Smallville. She was also in It and Superman 3.
Oh, yeah. Rusty Staub, 74.
Oh, my. No, not anymore.
Mets and the Expos.
Did he pass away?
Yeah, he died.
Oh, that's right. He just died, didn't he?
Yeah, like yesterday.
Yeah, that's right, because I do. I had a fact about him. He was one of like three players to hit a home run before he was 20 and after he was 40.
Wow.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll talk about that later. And the U.S. Air Force Academy was established. Sunday is the anniversary of that, 1954.
Salute.
It was almost in Bryan.
Really?
Yep. It was that was one of the finalists, where Rellis is right
Us
now.
Us in Colorado Springs.
Yep. We didn't get that one. All right, there you go. 6:30.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, 3 months later, James Comey goes to Trump Tower to tell Donald Trump, oh, by the way, it's salacious, but it's not verified. Okay, but back in October when he's getting the first FISA approval at a FISA court, he's telling the FISA court that it is credible, and they never mentioned that Hillary paid for it. Well, that's a pretty significant omission, if you ask me, and it seems to have been done on purpose. See why this is the biggest scandal that the media has ever missed? We do have collusion. We do have Russian lies to influence the American people. And on top of it, it was paid for by Hillary. And then the compliant media feeding this lie for over a year, not even asking one critical question ever. That's why we call it Deep State Gate. Because it's deeper and deeper by the minute.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 12 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, 632, weather just, news just ahead. First, here's the weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated Malik. Feel the difference. Look for a high temperature today. It ought to be really nice. 75 degrees with winds out of the northeast at about 10. So kind of ideal for a good Friday. Tomorrow will be up to 80. And winds are going to be kind of gusty, as a matter of fact, up to about 20 miles an hour out of the south. 81 for Sunday. We'll be up to 83 on probably Monday and Tuesday. Chance of showers just as a heads up on Tuesday to about 50-50. Right now, winds out of the northeast at 8, fair skies, and we've got 56 out there.
Holland Honda is proud to be the only Honda dealership in the surrounding Houston market to have received Honda's most prestigious award, the Presidential Award.
Reserved for the top Honda dealers nationwide for superior achievement and customer satisfaction.
And during the Dream Garage sales event going on now, we invite you to come experience the Allen Honda difference.
Schedule your spring maintenance and find out why our service department was number one in customer satisfaction.
For award-winning vehicles backed by award-winning customer service.
Trust in the blue at Allen Honda.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there's nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
WTAW News Time's 26 minutes from 7. The temperature is 54. A check of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Presented by CHI St. Joseph Health and Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good Friday morning. I'm Bill Oliver. Parents of homeschooled and private school students living in the Bryan School District have been asking about testing their children for gifted and talented programs. That led to the school board approving a change in the district's testing policy and supported by Superintendent Christy Whitbeck.
I think one of the key pieces to keep in mind is that if these students are in Bryan ISD, then the parents are paying taxes. They do pay taxes whether they're homeschooling or private schooling or, you know, charter schooling. So in that regard, I think it really meets a need and seems like a fair thing to do to make sure that children are properly placed.
Dr. Whitbeck says parents will be charged for the testing.
It is a nominal fee for the first set of tests. If they continue, there will be some fee to it because it does cost us money. You're often, most often talking about proctoring on a Saturday. Mm. We have to pay the staff and all of that. So it won't be free, but it will not be expensive either.
The board also approved a second change, which clarifies the appeal process, the revised policy to be implemented after a review by the Texas Association of School Boards. The selection of two new assistant principals at College Station's new Wilburn Middle School has caused a domino effect involving four other positions. CSISD Superintendent Clark Ely has announced the new Wilburn assistants are Grant Hackathorn and Jeremy Stewart. Taking over as assistant principal at College View for Stewart is Emily Fagan, replacing Fagan in Consolidated Middle School's Jennifer Ray. Replacing Hackathorn at College Station Middle School's Margie Martinez, who's been the principal at College View. The College View principal's position has not been filled. Two men and two women from San Antonio arrested shortly after a home invasion robbery in Bryan yesterday morning. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a neighbor near the victim's home on Antone Street, south of Sioux Haswell Park, reported seeing the group drive away in two vehicles.
They gave us vehicle descriptions as well as suspect descriptions, which without that information, it's very possible that these suspects would have absconded.
Officers found and stopped both vehicles on Texas near Dodge. All the stolen property recovered returned to the owner. Officers found undisclosed drugs and weapons. Three of the suspects accused of entering an unlocked home on Antone Street. Another held a victim at gunpoint. Two others took undisclosed items. The fourth person was outside, and no injuries were reported. Took only one College Station police officer to investigate a fight involving four men from California who were remodeling the Home Depot store after regular business hours during the midnight hour on Wednesday. The arrest reports did not note any of the men requiring medical treatment. The initial blows came between two men after one of them moved trash into the path of a second man who was attempting to mop the area. Those two, who had been roommates the last 6 weeks, were arrested on enhanced charges as family members of assault causing bodily injury. Two other men also arrested after they were accused of striking the man who moved the trash. We're still waiting for CSPD to tally up the estimated street value of nine varieties of illegal drugs seized during the search of an apartment a week ago yesterday. 20-year-old Audie Sisseth spent 6 days in jail before posting bond yesterday on drug charges from College Station in Collin County. According to the arrest report, Sisseth was handcuffed as he left his home. Detectives with a search warrant found 5 ounces of THC in six forms, 4 ounces of marijuana, 36 units of LSD, and various quantities of ecstasy, hydrocodone, diazepam, alprazolam, and two forms of codeine. Another drug arrest by College Station police last week followed an emergency call from a woman who reported her boyfriend was having an adverse reaction after eating psychedelic mushrooms. After the boyfriend refused a voluntary search of his bedroom, officers received a search warrant and found 11 ounces that the man said he had grown. After receiving medical treatment, 19-year-old Carl Ambrose of Roosevelt was arrested, as was his girlfriend, 20-year-old Catherine Moore Bryan. Both are out of jail after posting bond. CSPD estimating the minimum street value of the mushrooms at $3,000. From North Texas, the story of a man who's arrested for a string of unusual thefts from fast food restaurants.
Denton police say they have the suspect on surveillance video stealing the same thing from Taco Cabana, Whataburger, and Arby's. Grease, used cooking oil, nearly 500 gallons of it. Investigators say video shows the man using a hose to suck the grease out of traps at each of the restaurants. Police don't know why anyone would steal used cooking oil, but some companies buy it and recycle it into ingredients used in fuel. Evidence specialists who calculate this sort of thing say the suspect's haul would have brought him about $1.88 per gallon on the used cooking oil black market. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
Who knew there was a black market for used cooking oil? While we're 24 hours past this week's flooding rains, Leah White at the Aguiline Humane Society says it might not be a good idea to put your pet outside just yet.
You know, it's really soft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really soft. It's easy to dig.
Yep.
So if you are, you know, your fences, if your post, you might have some erosion washing, your posts are looser. Dogs are going to take that opportune time to visit your neighborhood shelter.
On the Infomaniacs, Leah says if your pet's missing, check both the Aguiline Humane Society and the Bryan Animal Shelter. WTAW News Time approaching 20 minutes from 7. The temperature is 54. News presented by CHI St. Joseph Health. And now I see it's also presented by Mar Eye Center. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. More news after 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Whatever you do for a living, you think you're the best person for the job, right? Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 18th year of the Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. bestofthebrazos.com.
All right, Grandpa, this is the newest vehicle on the market.
It's a golf cart.
It's not a golf cart. It's Club Car's new Onward, a new personal transportation vehicle.
What's so special about it?
Well, it's really cool. You can customize it with genuine Club Car accessories. Choose gas or electric, lifted or non-lifted, two or four passenger. Then pick the color, seats, sound system, and more.
Does it serve coffee?
No, but it has built-in safety features like predictable handling and highly visible LED lighting.
I see.
Oh, and you can flip this back seat down to haul tools and mulch and flip it up for Abby and Katie to ride along.
Your little sisters would love that. And so would I. Well, I guess I just have one question.
What's that?
Do the neighbors have one yet?
Onward from Club Car. Great for getting around your neighborhood, your property, and even the golf course. Go to clubcar.com to find yours locally at Aggieland Golf Cars on Highway 30. Financing available on site. Shop now at AggielandGolfCars.com. On Easter Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., treat your family to brunch at the Hilton College Station. Selections include traditional favorites, hardwood smoked ham and succulent prime rib, seafood specialties like crab claws and shrimp cocktail, plus dozens of salads, fruits, and delectable desserts. And you don't have to worry about cleaning up the kitchen. Special pricing for seniors and children. Call 694-4930 for reservations. Make the most of a beautiful day at the Hilton College Station. 694-4930.
Hey, good morning. 642, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent today, Mike Kilgore, at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliate, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
We'll go through today with mostly sunny skies and pleasant temperatures. Up near 75 this afternoon. Tonight clear and down around 55. Nice start to the weekend coming up. Mix of clouds and sun, a bit breezy on Saturday afternoon. Temperatures warming to near 80. A few clouds and milder at night, low 60s. And a bit over 80 on Sunday with a blend of clouds and sun. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, yesterday was opening day of Major League Baseball. The Houston Astros, the reigning World Series champs up in Arlington, taking on the Texas Rangers.
Here comes the 2-0. And Springer drives it out in the right field, fairly deep. Going back on it is Mazzara, and you can kiss it goodbye.
Robert Ford with the call on Astros radio. George Springer, the World Series MVP, he led things off with a home run. For the second year in a row, he led off the season, with a leadoff home run. So we'll talk a little bit more about that ball game, looking towards the matchup tonight for game two of the year between the Astros and the Rangers. Also, Aggie football was on the practice field yesterday. Actually, the practice field would have been Kyle Field. Under the big lights yesterday.
Hey.
So we'll cover that as well as Aggie baseball's loss to Georgia. All that more coming up in sports.
Yeah, what are they going to, you know, the season started. You know, this is the SEC season right here.
Yeah, well, you know, I was talking with some folks yesterday. You look at who A&M played in non-conference so far. It really hasn't been a lot of tough teams.
And what's A&M's SEC record now?
2-5.
Yeah.
So it's not good.
No,
so
it's not.
Kind of duplicating men's basketball?
No. The basketball started strong. Basketball was undefeated.
Not in conference.
Oh, yeah.
Not in conference.
You're right, yeah.
Well, and I mean, baseball started out strong, too. But again, they weren't. At least basketball was playing some really hard teams in non-conference.
Yeah,
baseball
right.
wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're still a good team. I think they, you know, the season is far from over. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, it's.
And like men's basketball turn things around, so can baseball.
Yeah, well, right,
exactly. Ain't getting any hitting out of the second half of their lineup, just saying.
Well, I don't think the hitting had much to do with an 11-5
loss
yesterday.
No, that's true. We've had pitching
needs to get on it. Well,
day
that,
one, almost.
Namely the bullpen.
That's it. So the entire baseball season started with a home run yesterday.
Yeah.
First at-bat in the season.
Yeah.
And then a guy from the Yankees... Okay, hit a home run. Giancarlo Stanton, his first at-bat as a Yankee yesterday.
Stanton, in the National League
this is John
MVP
Sterling.
Last year, swung on and drilled to deep right center field. It is high, it is far, it is gone! It is first Yankee at-bat. Giancarlo, non si può stopparlo. It is a Stantonian home run.
Okay, so he does some kind of an Italian thing. There's one problem is Stanton is not Italian.
No, he's not.
A Giancarlo thing, I guess, messed John Sterling up.
Another factoid by the Yankees, they have started this season with their lowest payroll in 25 years.
Wow. Wow.
And they're number 7 on opening day payroll in the major leagues.
Costs a lot of money to live in New
York.
Yeah,
but George Steinbrenner used to brag about.
Oh yeah.
Well, and that's
absolutely.
because Derek Jeter cut him a pretty good deal when he traded Giancarlo Stanton to the Yankees. Louis Belina and I were talking about this yesterday too. I think that he just moved down there at the behest of the Steinbrenner family to infiltrate Miami and turn them basically into the AAA team for the Yankees.
So I think the last two times I'm watching MSNBC or NBC Business, there's Derek Jeter on there, you know.
Yeah.
He's doing big financing type stuff. You got the story on the male cheerleaders? You doing that one?
I saw it. No, I'm not going to.
The Indianapolis Colts and Baltimore Ravens both have stuntmen on the sideline, and there is a man claiming he cheered for the 87 Atlanta Falcons. But officially now, the Los Angeles Rams are the first team in NFL history to have male cheerleaders. Quentin Perrone and Napoleon Jennings were among 76 finalists to audition for the squad, and after 3 weeks of rigorous physical and mental testing, the two men joined 38 women to make up the 2018 team. Both Jennings and Perrone are classically trained dancers and have been performing for most of their lives.
Yell leaders are next.
All right, there you go. Yell leaders, right? No, they don't want to see guys in all white with their sleeves rolled up.
The milkmen, yeah.
I'm just saying, the milkmen. I've never heard that before.
Really?
It makes
you don't think they look
sense.
Like milkmen?
Oh, they do. No, it makes perfect sense. I just have never heard that phrase to them before. Anyway. And they still going to carry him over in the fountain and dunk him in there, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Stuff. It's getting harder to do. Hard to get out of the stadium anymore. You know, used to be they just march him out.
Yeah, it keeps building up and building up.
Yeah,
eventually, they're just going to have to go walk all the way around.
North End Zone used to have a place for that. And, then, of course, they're going to maybe build that ceremonial pond across the street from the football stadium.
Yeah, when is that going to come around?
I don't know. I've just, you know.
I'll have to ask the chancellor that the next time he gets an award.
Ask him if it's going to be stocked. Can people go fishing on game day?
That'd,
just tailgate and go fishing?
Yeah, if you have a license from A&M.
There you go. That's
I'm sure there's going to be another non-traditional revenue source coming.
That would be true SEC you know, style. Everybody backs their pickups up. You just load the bed down and just sit back there and fish.
Hang out with a big old cooler. Just sit there, watch some football on the telly. And
dang straight.
But
drink
a cold one.
Well, you got to be drinking Pepsi, though, because it's on campus.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name that Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 31st, learn all about selecting plants for your spring landscape. Selecting plants that are adaptable and planting them in the right places are important. Come learn about it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Did you ever want a house plant that would bloom for you indoors and you were miserable because the plant that you chose just didn't hold up well? House plants that are the best bloomers, that's the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. There are two categories of flowering houseplants, those that we buy already in bloom and then maintain indoors as long as we can, and then there are those that bloom repeatedly under indoor conditions. Let's outline some of the best from the latter category. African violets, believe it or not, still have to rank as America's all-time favorite flowering houseplant. They're not as difficult as some folks might suggest, but they do require regular attention. They also need a bright windowsill, a loose and highly organic potting mix, and a little routine maintenance in the form of selective pruning and removal of offshoots as they occur. Otherwise, they're cheerful little tabletop plants. You don't see them as often in garden centers, but they're still popular. Episcias are much less common still. They're sometimes referred to as trailing African violets, and they are indeed related. They may be even easier. They have larger blooms and showier foliage. They're good in hanging baskets or 6 to 8 inch pots. Give them bright light as well. If you have less light and you're determined that you want a plant that will bloom at some time during the year, consider Spathiphyllum or Peace Lily. There actually are many different varieties. Some are even variegated. All have clumps of large, dark green leaves other than those variegated types, and the leaves are tolerant of all but the darkest of surroundings. Once or twice a year, the plants will spring forth with showy white jack-in-the-pulpit flowers. Blooming will be better if the plants get at least medium light. Bromeliads are some of our showiest flowering houseplants. Their clan includes Spanish moss and pineapples, but there are far more brightly colored members that we use commonly indoors. Not only do they have brilliantly marked flowers, but many types have foliage that is just as fascinating. They need really bright indoor light to be happy. Phalaenopsis orchids have moved to the top as the most popular of the flowering houseplants and potted plants that you buy in flower shops. You just have to be patient with Phalaenopsis orchids. They have to grow in that very porous potting medium that you'll get them in. You can buy orchid media at garden centers. And take good care and be very patient. They'll bloom once a year for several months. And finally, every windowsill has room for one or two cacti. If you choose plants specifically from the cactus family, Cactaceae, you'll have some of the showiest flowers in the plant kingdom. Many cactus-like succulents are from other plant families, and the quality of their flowers will vary. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. It's 6:53. Fighting Texas Aggie football was at Kyle Field yesterday, holding its first scrimmage of the spring. I asked Coach Jimbo Fisher how his team benefited from playing on the Kyle Field turf.
Well, I think just getting in your stadium, getting in your surroundings, and just, and I think hopefully it brings an urgency to what you, because you know you go out there on the practice field, and if you go scrimmage on the practice field, you know, if you can go in the stadium, okay, it gets more like a practice. Maybe when you walk in there, it gets to be a little more special. I got to give a little more juice. I got to lock in. It's special to be able to walk in that stadium and you know, in a facility like that and go play well. So try to get that. And as many times you can get them in that situation.
Coach and the guys will be back at Kyle April 14th when they hold the annual Maroon and White game. 15th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie baseball took it on the chin last night, falling to number 24 Georgia 11-5. Now things were actually knotted up at 4-all before Michael Curry smacked a 3-run homer in the bottom of the 5th. After that, it was on nothing but Georgia. The Aggs will look to bounce back tonight when they take on the Bulldogs again at 6 o'clock. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. On the softball diamond, the 12th-ranked Aggies welcome number 9 South Carolina to town this evening. Here's Coach Joe Evans on the Red Hot Gamecocks.
They're really aggressive at the plate. They have fun playing the game. They get after it. They're having a great year. Not a good year, a great year. And for them to sweep Tennessee is a really big deal. And the thing you see about them is they know how to fight. Like, they don't get on their heels at all. And they won 2 of the 3 games in walk-off fashion, and that says a lot about a ball club when you get out there and can expect a win for when you're behind and in late innings. So, you know, we're going to have to play well to beat them. We're going to have to stay in the game from first inning to seventh inning, understanding that those kids don't give up and they got a lot of fight.
Coach and the ladies sit at 30-7 overall and 3-3 in SEC play. Meanwhile, the Gamecocks are 29-4 and 5-1 in conference. Things are underway at 6:30 at the Aggie Softball Complex with broadcast on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. Well, yesterday marked opening day at Major League Baseball.
Here comes the 2-0. And Springer drives it out on the right field fairly deep. Going back on it is Mazzara, and you can kiss it goodbye! For the second straight year, George Springer with a leadoff home run on opening day. And the Astros lead it 1-0. How about that start to 2018?
Robert Ford with the call on Astros radio. That gave Houston the early lead, and it never looked back as the Astros downed the Texas Rangers 4-1 in Arlington. Here's Astros skipper A.J. Hinch.
Yeah, it was a great tone setter for the season. It worked last season. It was a great start to this season. It just provides so much energy and a boost to the dugout. A smile on his face, rounding the bases. We're up 1-0 within a couple minutes of the season starting. It's a pretty good way to start the year.
Righty Justin Verlander picked up the win on the mound, tossing 6 scoreless innings for Houston. The Astros and Rangers will square off again tonight at 7:05. Coverage will be joined in progress over on the Zone. On the court, LaMarcus Aldridge scored 25 points and pulled down 11 rebounds as the San Antonio Spurs held off the Oklahoma City Thunder last night, 103-99. With the win, San Antonio climbs back into fourth place in the NBA's Western Conference. Out on the ice, Matt Dumba scored on a power play and had 2 assists to lead the Minnesota Wild over the Dallas Stars 5-2. Dallas is now just 1-7-2 in its past 10 games. And PGA Tour rookie Sam Ryder played just enough golf to get his name atop the leaderboard in the Houston Open. Ryder holed an 8-foot birdie putt on the 15th hole to reach 8 under par before it was too dark to continue because of a rain delay. And that's been your Morning Sports Update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620, WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Howdy! My name is Maddie, and I'm a member of A&M United Methodist Church. I have grown up in this church, and I can honestly say that it is my second family. I've had many opportunities to laugh, learn, love, and serve in my church, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
My name is Preston Greenwalt, and I'm the pastor at A&M United Methodist Church. Come and join our family on Sundays at 8:30, 9:45, or 11 o'clock.
The Bush Library and Museum is excited to announce its newest exhibit, Leonardo da Vinci Machines in Motion. This exhibit presents over 30 full-scale machines that were built after an in-depth study of Leonardo da Vinci's designs by a group of scientists and skilled craftsmen. Museum guests can interact and manipulate the machines, including a revolving crane, pillar lift, oil press, a robot, and much more. The exhibit will be on display through January 6th. For more information, visit bush41.org.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I know you have a finite time for sports. You can't have every important sports story on.
No, that's true.
But I figure it's my job to do this, and that is to tell you that Hulk Hogan apparently will not be taking part in the next WrestleMania.
Oh, man.
That was announced. I know. And apparently Ron Gronkowski, Gronk, is following in the footsteps of Howie Long and O.J. Simpson, and he is launching a new career in Hollywood.
Sounds about right.
He apparently is going to be in some sort of a movie. I'm sure an action movie. There's no doubt about that. You saw the video of him, right, misbehaving in some party the other day?
No.
Yeah.
I believe it, though.
All right. I'll see if I can find that somewhere, and we'll look for that. Let's have a look at the weather, because it's going to be really okay for the next 4 or 5 days, until next week, anyway. Sunny, high temperature about 75 with northeast winds at 10 miles an hour today, about 55 tonight. 80 for tomorrow with sunshine, and Sunday the same way, mostly cloudy on Monday at 83. And a 50-50 chance of rain on Friday, so we'll see how that works. Weather brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, 7 o'clock.